It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado school districts are preparing to cut millions of dollars from school budgets as a result of losses in state revenue due to COVID-19. That could include pay freezes for teachers, furlough days, and merging schools. Here's Jefferson County School Superintendent Jason Glass.
We are likely to have multi-year and ongoing budget challenges associated with where we are right now.
He says schools still haven't recovered from the Great Recession because state lawmakers have withheld $8 billion from K-12 education over the last few years to balance the state budget. People in Denver will have to wear a mask when they are in certain public places beginning today. The city's stay-at-home order ends Friday, allowing more businesses to open, but Mayor Michael Hancock says the masks are an important step to help slow the spread of coronavirus.
It's a symbolic gesture to your neighbor that you care enough about them to wear a mask. And that's what we're asking everyone to do.
Masks must be worn inside businesses, at work, at healthcare facilities, and while waiting in line for transit. The stay-at-home order meant at least one thing for people in Denver. They could watch as much Tiger King as they wanted.
It's not every day that a zookeeper went to prison for murder for hire.
CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
According to new Nielsen data, Denverites are consuming a lot more TV. Connected device streaming in Denver went up 78% in March, the first month social distancing measures were put in place. Some of that viewership has slightly leveled off as warmer weather came in April. Before COVID-19, Denver ranked 21 in the country for streaming markets. Now the city ranks at 10. The most significant gains are in the early afternoon hours, with about a 50% increase in streaming from 1 to 4 p.m., when most adults were at work before the pandemic. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Denver and the metro area have highs in the 70s this afternoon. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.